Good day. This is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. The House of Representatives is debating today a repeal of the health care overhaul law. A vote is expected on Wednesday. Here to discuss the next 48 hours is Mary Agnes Carey, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Welcome, Mary Agnes.
Thank you.
The vote was delayed a week out of respect for the victims in the Arizona shooting. Now that it's here, will the tone change? Will the substance change?
I think the tone may change. I think that members may want to be a little more civil to each other, a little more respectful. But the substance of the arguments will not change, and the votes will not change. Republicans are adamant about repeal of this law. Democrats are trying to defend it. And I think you'll hear the same arguments, perhaps in a nicer tone. But the votes certainly aren't going to change.
And one of the key Republican arguments is that this bill, this law, is a job killer. In what ways?
They are very concerned that they think employers won't add jobs, they'll eliminate jobs because the bill is too costly. They think the many regulations that have been put forth so far and will come to be will be difficult for businesses to master, and that somehow they will simply not create jobs or eliminate jobs based on it, and it's really very bad for business. That's their feeling.
Democrats have called the Republicans the party of no. So what do the Republicans have to do after this vote to prove that they have a strategy beyond this to help Americans who are struggling, either with accessing health care or paying for health care?
Well, the game plan in the House is to go to the committees of jurisdiction, ask them to take a look at the health care system and come up with ways to make health insurance more affordable, more available. They will want to take some action, I'm sure, on medical malpractice reform. They want to help people with pre-existing conditions. They say that they have similar goals that are attained with the new law, but they want to do it in a different way that's smaller, less regulatory, and scaled back.
This debate is an opportunity for Democrats to try to resell those Americans who weren't sold on this bill last year. Just today, the administration, and some would say it's not an accident of timing, today the administration issued a report about the number of Americans with chronic conditions who they say could be at risk for getting health insurance. Fill us in.
The report said up to 129 million Americans who have chronic conditions, heart disease, asthma, this sort of thing, could be at risk if they had to go to the individual market to either not get coverage at all or face higher premiums. The administration is trying to hone in on the feeling of whether their argument and that of many Democrats that if this law is repealed, a lot of people will suffer. There are provisions of the law that are currently in place, things like lifting of a lifetime limit, allowing an adult child age 26 to stay on your health insurance policy, help for seniors who fall into the donut hole in Medicare, 50% discount on the brand name drugs. Now, the president and Democrats, with these tangible elements of the law that are in place, can say, if Republicans could repeal the law, you, America, would lose these protections. Now, again, Republicans say we favor some of those, we want to do them in a different way, but I think the president and Democrats will seize upon the fact that there's not a viable Republican alternative right now ready to go. They'll say that will put Americans at risk to lose many of these elements of the law.
Now, just as a footnote, there are Republicans who've taken a first look at this report out today and have said that the number is greatly inflated.
Right. The health insurance industry said it overstates the problem. The Republicans have certainly said not only do they think it overstates the problem, but in their view, it's not all or nothing. They say they want to help with some of these elements of problems of the health care system, but they want to do it in a different way. But again, they don't have something ready to go, and I think that could hurt them.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mary Agnes Carey, and we will check back with you later in the week.
You bet.
Okay.